Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So this podcast is all about inspiring you, motivating you, pushing you on to achieve more in your life, whether that's in business, property, your health and fitness, your personal life, every part of your life. This podcast hopefully will help you achieve more, do more, and get to where you want to be. So just before the episode starts, I have just launched a new website called terryblackburnproperty.com. On there, I've got all of the services that I offer. So one-to-one coaching in business, property, time management, goal setting, sales, persuasion, loads of different things on there. I've got some online courses, some one-to-one coaching courses as well. So please have a look on there. Really appreciate your support. And if you want to get involved, you want some more specific help from me, you want some more one-to-one coaching and assistance from me to help you to get to where you want to be, it's all on there. Also got a couple of books on Amazon and Audible, The Be A Lion, which has won multiple awards worldwide now, and The Power of P's is the new one, all about the different P words: profit, power, perspective, purpose, etc. I hope you'll really enjoy. One last thing from me, if you enjoy these podcasts and you benefit from them, you learn from them, all I ask is that you share it with your friends and family or someone who you think the episode is relevant to. And you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would massively help. The more shares we get, the bigger guests I can get on the podcast, the more people we can help and the more I can grow the show. So thank you so much. Get in touch if you like what you're listening to. And don't just take notes, take action. Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. Today's guest is the other side of the world. He's a good friend of mine called Ant Patrickson. He's a fellow Geordie, but he moved to New Zealand around 11 years ago, and he's doing some mega stuff over there. He's done over 250 flip projects on earthquake damaged properties in New Zealand. So really experienced property guy. Great guy as well. So welcome to the show, Ant Patrickson.
Thanks, Terry. Great intro.
Yeah, man. You deserve it, man. 250 flip projects. That's some going, man. That's some going. Fair play to you.
Yeah, there's a few takes in there, but no, they're all pretty fun.
Great. Sounds it. So just wanted to get you on. We're interviewing a few of the Mastermind members. Just see how you found it, because I know you're sort of very experienced in comparison to some of the guys in the Mastermind. Some of the guys in the Mastermind are literally brand new to property. So you've done a load of property already before you joined the course. So just to really ask you how you found it, is there anything sort of major that you've learned or any sort of standout wins, Ant?
I'd say definitely mindset. So I've done a few property courses while I've been in New Zealand as well. And the quality of this one's fantastic. And the support you get through the WhatsApp group. But mainly, Mark's mindset is fantastic. He is literally a Jedi. and one thing I'd really like to say as well is if he'd looked at my offers that I used to make back in the day, it was essentially an essay with an offer hidden in there. My offers now are completely different. Like since learning how he does it and his conversational way that he emails in the evenings, it's such a better way. It just builds that rapport a lot better. I don't know what I was doing back in the day with these big long offers, but it was just, I don't know, I could have got a prize for a short story. So I hope he doesn't see any of the old offers, but I'm definitely finding that the success rate in crafting the offers, which is one of the modules on the Mastermind, that was fantastic. I've completely changed the way I put offers out there and getting good success from it.
Mm. Amazing. I know you said that in the WhatsApp group that you've sort of given options now, and it's quite direct, simplified, and a big thing Mark teaches, isn't it? It's just a couple of questions initially. It's not, because as you rightly point out, if you send these huge, big, long emails to people, huge, big, long worded offers, a lot of people won't even read the full thing. A lot of people will say, oh my God, what's all this about? Sometimes it confuses them, overwhelms them. So the simplicity of Mark's emails is just, yeah, something else. I agree. It's
and also putting in the being able to find out what kind of color person you're dealing with, if it's a red person or a blue person. So I've been able to learn a few of the tactics from just letting people talk when they need to talk, and it's amazing once you know that little technique to just let them, if they're blue, let them spew, and they'll just tell you everything about the property. Before, I didn't really do that. I just kind of ran in and I tried to do the negotiations on my terms. Now I'm just very more aware that I've got a toolkit rather than just my old property experience. So it's, yeah, the mastermind's been fantastic for very, very small techniques that have massively upped conversion level.
Conversion, amazing. And you know, you're already very experienced. You've already done a hell of a lot of deals. So to hear that feedback's, you know, great. So thank you for that. And what one of the main reasons when we chatted on Instagram initially, one of the main reasons why you wanted to join was assisted sales, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That kind of attracted you to the mastermind. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that? Because I think you've done a few deals already, haven't you, using the techniques?
Yeah, so I've actually written down the ones I've done so far. And I've got three currently underway. And it's amazing that assisted sales is just, it's not done over here. No one knows about it. But in the last few months, I've been speaking to a few agents that I've worked with over the years. And it's amazing that now assisted sales has kind of come into the vernacular of property in New Zealand. They'll ring me and say, "And I've got an assisted sale for you," which is, it just feels like we've kind of created something into existence over here.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I've got three really good ones, which kind of incorporates a bit of all of our skills. One of them is an earthquake damage property. One of them is a development site at the back. So we're renovating the front house during our access period of 6 months and splitting the title and then building two units at the back. And we'll likely just hold that, refinance the whole project out, and it'll be 2 one-bedroom units. It'll be 4 streams of income, and it'll probably all refinance every bit of cash out at 65% LVR. And sit in the holdings company quite nicely.
Thanks. Love it. So is this assisted sales something that you're going to really pursue over there now? Obviously, it's cheaper to get into deals, isn't it? And quicker a lot of the time as well.
Oh, it's fantastic. And just, I mean, we've got good access to capital, but the fact that we can make the capital go a bit further without having to settle everything out. But I've also had two really good offers that were accepted as cash offers. Because obviously you don't make one offer once you learn in the mastermind, you make a few. And there's been a few times we've gone for the really low cash offer that I essentially didn't really want them to. But when they accept it, you go, "Oh, well, we're quids in here. That's what they want. We've got our built-in margin. It's not bad."
Definitely. Love it. And is your main model, do you hold stuff as well in New Zealand? Or are you mainly sort of buy, do, and up, selling on? Is that the main strategy, or do you do a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. We're kind of like ADHD property people. We've got a bit of something on the go at one point in time. And I think it's because we love learning stuff as well. We're doing a development with a bit of commercial under it at the minute. Like it's, me and my business partner are just very focused on growing. You know, every year, if we're not doing something different, you know, you've got to question why. And we love it. So I think, the assisted sales thing's been fantastic. We always say it's just a brilliant door opener. You know, if anything, it's just something that intrigues people. And when they're intrigued, they want to engage. So that we call it the best door opener I've had in years. So, you know, we're having good conversations with agents on properties that we never really would have looked at. So doing deals where everyone else is not doing deals.
Love that. And the similar feedback to what you said there, a few people have said it's just an extra tool in your tool belt, so to speak, isn't it? And a lot of people don't have access to this tool because they either don't know about them, they don't know how, they don't know how to position it, and certainly they don't know how to offer it on email in the structured way that we do it. So I think that's mega. And obviously you're very experienced, you know, before the course. Now you're just adding that to already huge volume. If it helps you do even more deals and happy days, that's amazing to see. It's been any other sort of mindset shifts that you've had sort of throughout the course? Anything else that sort of stood out to you?
The raise and finance. That's another point I wanted to make. We've got a decent fund anyway for the company, but it's completely changed the way that I approach investors. Now, because we used to offer security, we used to put things in SPVs for developments. Now there's just no talk of that up front. It's, you know, you don't offer the security, but you can offer the quarterly returns. We used to do monthly returns. So I've got 750K of investment that's coming in, but that's actually got security on it. It was kind of happening before we'd start the course. But I've got another set of 550,000 coming in end of May, and that's no security quarterly interest. So it's just a small shift. But when I was chatting to the investor, I said, oh, look, we can offer security if you do a development, but we've got a lot of these assisted sales coming in. And because there's a lot of titles coming in and out, you don't want to be swapping securities, but we can offer you this amount. And it was just using Mark's templates and techniques and just changing that mindset when you're chatting to people that they're not always after security. There's still lots of profit to be divvied out every quarter because we're churning through the project.
Definitely. Oh, I love that, man. Love that. So I hadn't included your up to 1.3 million as a group, as a mastermind group of money raised so far. I didn't know you did that 550. So now we're on 1.8 as a group. That's good to hear. That's
amazing. You're going to have to half it because New Zealand dollar is not the same as a pound.
All right. Yeah, okay. It's a $250. Okay. Not fair play, man. And that's a really good point, actually, that you've made. Because I'd never really heard of people doing this quarterly thing. Well, obviously, I've heard of people doing quarterly interest, but the way Mark positions it in terms of it's always quarterly, and there is methodology behind that, isn't there? Because monthly doesn't seem like a lot. Annually is too long for the investor to wait. If it's quarterly, they're seeing activity, aren't they, in their account? So there's methodology behind everything that he says. It's all kind of carefully thought out, and everything's done in sort of intentional, isn't it? Throughout it, which is great, man. Just out of interest, I mean, if you can share it, obviously, I think you told me you've raised quite a lot of money, haven't you, over there? You've raised staggering amounts, haven't you?
Yeah, so currently within the group, the Rose Fund group, I think we're on 13.5 million just in the group at the minute. A lot of that goes towards the development, so just buying the land. And then we partner with development companies out here to actually pay for the construction. So that's been our model for years. I'll be completely honest, I'm not a huge fan of the development. My business partner loves it, absolutely loves it. He's very linear. He's very organized. I'm kind of like Mark and you. I'm a bit more focused on the deal. So it's been quite good having this assisted sale arm to the company because Paul, the business partner who loves development, is kind of focusing more on the development, and I'm focusing more on these assisted sales. And it's just going more into our skill sets, and I enjoy this more as well. You know, when you're working with an existing property, you're dealing with the owner, director, vendor. It's my wheelhouse, I'd say.
Yeah, good. The art of the deal, man. That's what me and Mark love. Sounds like you're exactly the same. It's a negotiation. It's looking at the deal, working out the numbers, doing all that, negotiating. And then kind of once we've had it agreed, I'm kind of not bothered at that point. I'm just like, right, legals, get it cracked on with. I don't want to know at that point.
It's exactly that.
Fair play, man. I did want to ask you, why did you move to New Zealand? What was the reason? I'm just out of curiosity. Because obviously Newcastle to New Zealand, was there a reason behind it? You just want to go?
So I'd been traveling for years. I left Newcastle when I was 18. I absolutely love Newcastle, but I generally go home for birthdays, Christmases, and really good football games. I went across to uni when I was 18. Always kind of wanted to be away. I wanted to try different countries. Lived in Australia for 2.5 years. And I was a prawn fisherman over there. So I worked on prawn boats, and I was going out kind of 8 weeks a year just out at sea. And that's how I got into property, weirdly enough, because that gave me enough money to buy my first home, because you'd save all your money. You couldn't spend any money when you're out there. So that's my first deposit together. I was working a bloody hard job out in the Gulf of Carpentaria in Australia. And then I didn't just want to visit New Zealand. I wanted to kind of live here and do a year. So I came to New Zealand for a year with a 20-kilo backpack. First place I came was Christchurch, and it wasn't going to be the last place. I thought I'd travel around. But the first week I was here, joined a football team. The manager of the football team, pretty much the biggest property trader in Christchurch. And I've just got back from being on holiday in Singapore and Thailand with him. We're still good mates today. We speak every day. He's doing all kinds of deals. He buys hotel complexes and sells them down. Like, it's just so lucky to find someone like that who's going to be a mentor for the next few years. I just had no idea I was going to find it on the other side of the planet.
Wow. Fair play. And then the rest is history, so to speak. And I mean, 250 deals is some going in by anybody's standards. Fair play, man. And what does the future look like for you? What's your plan going into the future? Have you planned that far ahead?
I'm subscribing more to the Mark Shaw lifestyle, because 250 deals is fantastic, but I tell you what, it really takes its toll after a while. And especially 250 earthquake damaged properties, because they're all out of level, they're all crooked. You find some interesting things under the floors. And so the deals I'm looking at now that are assisted sales, I've started doing what Mark does and calculates the time that he's put into them. And there was one of them, 30 Mackenzie Ave. It was probably about 12 emails back and forward. I'd say probably an hour's worth of my time. And then it was off to the lawyers, and still haven't been to the property. I've had people go to it and check it out for me, but it stacks up at the development site out the back. And that's the way I want to go. You know, I've done a lot of the hard yards. Development company almost runs itself. We're just hiring a project manager as well to help with that. I want to get back to the lifestyle. That's why I moved to New Zealand as well and live here, because it's a great place to live. And
absolutely, yeah, it's a lot prettier than Newcastle, let's say that. But they both got the strengths, I'm sure. But yeah. I love that, man. I mean, and what would you say if anyone's kind of considering the mastermind? Because we've got people, like I said, who's sort of very, very new to property. We've got people who've got a handful of deals, and we've got people like yourself and a couple of others that are doing high volume and have for quite a few years. What would you say to anybody sort of thinking about joining?
I think the big thing is, yeah, whether you're green or whether you're experienced, you don't know what you don't know. And you get taught by someone eventually. You know, it might be a friend says, oh, I've done some property, I'll teach you. But you may as well learn from people who are really sharp. Learning what I've learned. You know, I've been doing property for 7-8 years over here, but I've learned more in this mastermind course than I have in that 7-8 years about small tactics like negotiating and finance raising. You know, I wish I'd done this 7-8 years ago. I would have changed the trajectory of my career, I'd say. I reckon I would have been smashing way, way better deals. I would have had better terms on finance coming in. So I think it's worthwhile at any one point in your career to do it and just, yeah, sharpen that tool that you've got in your toolkit.
I love that, man. Love that. No, thank you so much, mate. Appreciate the kind words. It's great to hear from someone as experienced as you and a fellow Geordie, which is great to see. There's not many. I think there's 3 or 4 Geordies on the course, but there you go.
That's actually how I found you. I found you somehow on the internet. I remember listening to a property podcast and hearing like just that Geordie twang. I thought, I haven't heard that for years. I'll follow this bloke, because it's like, it was just really soothing when I was at the gym. Like a Geordie voice. I'm like, this is brilliant. I'm from Newcastle and I love property. I'll just listen to this bloke for as long as I'm still interested and I'm still listening to you.
Good. Love it, man. No, mate, honestly, appreciate it. Hopefully we can catch up soon. I know you're coming over for the Euros thing, aren't you? So hopefully we'll catch up soon in person, my friends. If anybody does want to sort of reach out to you or follow you or sort of watch your progress on what you're doing or anything like that, what's the best way for anybody to sort of follow you or reach out?
The development company over here in Christchurch is Roseburn Homes, which is named after the English Rose on the rugby jersey and the Kiwi Fern on the All Blacks jersey. Yeah, so that's the reason behind Rose Fern. Two roses, one fern.
Yeah, love it. Love it. So is it Roseburn, and then is it dot, what would it be, .com or .nz or something?
Roseburnhomes.co.nz.
.co.nz, great. Well, mate, thank you so much. I'm buzzing to watch the progress. I'm sure we'll be speaking for many, many months past the mastermind anyway, as friends. And yeah, man, look forward to watching the progress, my friend. Thank you for coming on.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, Ant.
Cheers, Terry.